she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Colby Sapp.
Hello.
And me, Sybil.
Yay.
Our phone number, 877-881-1053. You can call us. Maybe you're going back and forth between a couple different vehicles. You don't know if you want a Honda or a Toyota or a Kia. Well, guess what? Autoflex deals with every make and every model, and they can give you unbiased advice on what car is going to work best for you. So give us a shout. You can also send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you are looking for a new car, call Autoflex. They're open at two locations today. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. In the Arlington area, we're on I-20, just west of 157. In the Dallas area, we're in Richardson, south of Beltline, on Central Expressway.
Yes, and the website, autoflex.com.
Which makes it so easy to do everything. You know, so many people go to the web now to do, I go to the web to do everything.
Basically. I research. Before any purchase I make, I go online first and look at the options, see how much it's going to cost.
I look up the ratings on it. I see what people have said about getting it. Because that's, I mean, I haven't bought some things. There's something I didn't buy last week because the reviews were just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked really good. You know,
I'll bet everybody is always searching for the closest and most convenient place to buy whatever it is that they want.
Definitely.
Well. And even though we just have the two locations, we make it so convenient to do business with us because one call does it all, and we'll deliver to your home or office.
Which for me.
A lot of people approve. I mean, I really, really appreciate that, I think.
Sure.
Most people would rather not go through the traditional experience.
Yes.
Right. I got a phone call from one of our previous clients this past week who had received our update letter, you know, asking, you know, do you still have your vehicle? How many miles do you have on it? What are your thoughts? Here are your options because your lease is coming due. So he called up and said, well, really what I want to do, I think, is keep this truck because got into a hailstorm, put a few more miles on it than I expected, and it might have a few more bumps and bruises on it than it should have.
Mm-hmm.
They do have five kids. Most of them are of driving age, and another one's coming up to driving age. So this one he wanted to buy and keep for his son that is turning 16.
Makes sense.
Yes. So we worked it out. So it worked. You know, this would be a perfect truck for his son because we could refinance this balance, lower his payments considerably. And one of our guys just met him over in a parking lot close to his office because that was the convenient way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They signed the new paperwork. They were done.
And off he went with his new truck.
He's thrilled.
Signed,
you know,
on the trunk.
Just makes it easy.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Good to hear you, Sybil.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good to be here. Every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Tune in, please.
All right. You know, there's a lot of things that have gone on this past week in the news. One of the things
was the
horrible, horrible explosion at West Texas. And what nobody really thinks about is, what about the car dealers in West Texas? Because there are car dealers there. How did they react and what happened? Interestingly enough, there is a Chevrolet dealership that is a mile from the site of the explosion, Greg May Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
And it sustained a lot of damage. It had cars that sustained damage. It had doors that were, it actually buckled the doors on some of the doors in the place.
They had some structural damage.
Yeah, the roof or the ceiling to their body shop fell in.
And that was a mile away.
A mile away, yeah.
Well, they were still, it's my understanding, they were still open when the explosion happened. So there were potentially people who could have been hurt, but thankfully I think everybody got to a safe place before the second explosion.
They had a cinder block building on the property, and everyone ran into the cinder block building, which was the safest place to be before that second explosion.
Thank goodness.
Too bad they didn't have a walk-in refrigerator.
Oh yeah.
Windstar Casino.
Yeah, that's happened to you before. You were at the Windstar World Casino and a tornado came through?
Well, there was a tornado warning, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're in a tent style building like the one that the Cowboys practice stadium.
That collapsed a few years ago.
Yes, the same company built that tent building that built Windstar and anyway, it's the same thing. And, when there was a tornado coming, I was looking for the safest shelter. So, yes, I bullied my way into the walk-in freezer.
And froze your booty off for how many hours?
No, just minutes.
Oh.
My friend convinced me that there was no tornado because we still had electricity. I came out shortly after, but I was staying close to that kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you always have to find the safest interior place.
So anyway, back to the...
Yeah, well, anyway.
It's not about me. It's usually about me.
For people that don't remember where West Texas is, it's where the Czech Bakery is.
Yes,
and that's what most people know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because everyone on the way down 35 stops at the Czech Bakery, or on the way back up 35 stops at the Czech Bakery. And it's been under construction so much that some people just stopped all up and down 35 around West. At any rate, the dealerships down there all pitched in and opened their showrooms up. Let people come in to sleep if they needed to because their homes were destroyed, gathered food and gathered clothing and took donations at the dealerships there in West Texas. Socorro Ford was another place that set up as a relief center, other than the triage center they'd set up in West. And all of the dealers pitched in. It's a small town, and everyone knows everyone.
It's close by.
Exactly. And the customers all knew those dealers. The dealers all knew the customers. So they opened up their businesses and took people in and now have a big fundraising and material raising campaign going to help everyone out. So thanks to Socorro Chevrolet and Greg May Chevrolet, Socorro Ford and Greg May Chevrolet for the work that they did down there.
It's amazing how people can unite, even though they're probably rivals for the most part. They're Ford, they're Chevy, they're in the same place.
Sure.
Yeah, but then they all can come together to help the community.
Well, that's a small community, so it's pretty tight-knit, I'm sure.
Yeah, 2,800 people, I think,
it's
in
tiny.
West.
Yeah.
It's another good thing that nobody was injured in that dealership. Because they were so close to the actual fertilizer plant. And I know they said a lot of the employees' homes were damaged. But thankfully, their employees did survive. And I think somebody lost a family member.
Yeah, one of their used car manager lost his brother in that. So
tough.
Yeah.
But we have that story at autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook link. And if you want to help out, there's a way to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's
In fact,
talk-
and I should have done that, if you will go to... GregMayChevrolet.com. They have a thing set up online for donations.
Perfect. So we've been talking about our self-driving cars. And I'm looking forward to this. I probably could have used one last night, but they are going to be here.
Oh, really?
I was celebrating. It was Friday.
Okay.
Thankfully, I did have a designated driver.
Good.
But
always have one of those.
Yes. But had I had a self-driving car, that could have come in handy as well. And it looks like we might get those.
In a while.
Yeah.
They've moved it out now.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of predictions that it was going to be, you know, within the next few. Now they're saying 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got
I might need one.
We've got another 12 years, about another 12 years or so to go before we'll see self-driving cars, according to the Society of Automobile Engineers 2013 World Congress. Now, this story is tied into a couple of other stories that we'll do later, because at the 2013 World Congress of Automotive Engineers, there were a number of notable speakers who had a number of opinions about some things that will have to do with what we drive, how we drive, and how much it costs us to drive over the next 10 to 15 years. Anyway, technology-wise, everyone thought we were further along than we were, I guess, because the engineers who tend to be very, very, if it's a fact, it's a fact. If you're dreaming it, you're dreaming it. Well, they're saying 2025 now on the automated cars. And one of them did point out one thing that was very interesting. I thought, you know, he said, everything's great about automated cars. Everybody's going to love them. They're going to drive themselves. The first time one of them causes an accident, then the whole conversation changes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Because then who's got the liability?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you sue? How do you sue? That's important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that the automated cars hopefully will relieve some of the distracted driving accidents that people have with texting and phones.
Well,
and
most
stuff.
Accidents are caused by distracted driving or intoxication.
Well, and they are. But this last week, a study came out that said.
Or driver error.
Yeah, well, a study came out this last week that said 65% of distracted driving accidents were caused by daydreaming.
That's remarkable.
I'd still say that's just what people say because they don't want to tell what they were really doing.
That they were texting
you could be, or they dropped a
tweeting.
Hamburger. Or,
Yeah.
In the old days, you dropped a cigarette in your lap.
Yes.
Yes. And then all of a sudden, your mind was no longer on the road.
I wonder how common these self-driving cars are going to be. Like, will everyone have one, or is it a specialty item, the way electric cars are now, like just a few of them scattered about?
Do you know, I can't even imagine it. It doesn't...
Blows your brain?
Yes. Does not compute. does not compute.
You have to look at a new Tom Cruise movie or something to you know, to understand what it's going to be like. They'll all drive themselves.
I always think about my mom trying to program or set up the self-driving car.
Right.
I mean, you hand her a new cell phone and she looks at it like it's you know, it's Greek. She doesn't understand it. Her trying to figure out how to get the car to a certain point by punching it into the GPS, she yells at her GPS lady now, I don't want to turn left.
I do that too, truth be told. I do love this idea, though. I mean, if you're sitting in traffic, you could whip out a book, start reading, and you don't have to worry about it. Your car will just drive you right through. It to me, it's something that I definitely want to do.
All right, Autoflex Leasing Fantastic. Let's break away and talk to some people.
How would
here.
I tell it what to do?
I guess you can override it. You have to be able to override.
What on the automated cars? Yeah, they'll always be a human override situation, and that's what they'll blame all the accidents.
Will it call me a backseat driver? Will it say who's driving this car? Shut up. Blah blah blah.
Yeah,
you know, things like
it'll talk back.
I want that car.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry. I can't open the pod doors. Okay. Enjoy listening to you guys every Saturday. Wanted to see if you had a good. This is not a Flex Leasing fan text. Wanted to see if you guys had a good suggestion. I've got a new 24 miles on it, 2013 Tundra. Nice eye candy, but it's jet black. Hard to keep clean, and you can see scratches. Could you suggest a good care product to protect and hide swirls? Yes. McClear's.
The garage.
Yeah, McClear's. I think it's McClear's. And they make
McGuire's.
McGuire's. There it is. It's McGuire's, and it's a polish. It's a light brown polish. Comes in a squirt bottle, and it's great at removing surface scratches and swirls and leaving you with a nice shiny finish. When you buff it off, you got nothing. It's beautiful.
Be very careful who touches that black paint.
What do you mean?
You know, with the buffer and things, because that puts the swirls in them. So you always have to use a clean T-shirt. Here's what I learned at car shows, you know, all the car fanatics that have collector cars, that Meguiar's product, and they're not paying us any money, by the way, so here, you're welcome. I kept a cleaner in my car, because all these car fanatics, you know, the first time I ever showed my little Mustang, they were all getting out all their cleaning supplies and polishing up the car. You know, I just kind of backed mine in between a couple of cars. I was like, all right, there it is, dust and all. And they're putting mirrors to show the beautiful underside of the car, how clean it is. I'm like, okay, I have no idea what's under mine, so we're going to keep all mirrors away. But they, this Meguiar's cleaner with some T-shirts, keep that in the trunk of your car, because when you come out and a bird has done...
Bird business
on your car, that damages that clear coat on your paint. And you never want to clean that off dry, because anything dry, that dry dirt will grind into your paint and in your clear coat. So you squirt this cleaner on, then you take your nice, soft, clean, like these old T-shirts, and wipe it right away.
Yeah, Meguiar's is great stuff. Learned about that in the body shop business. There's a lot of shops that use that as a final polish after they've done paint work on a car, because it removes all the surface scratches. Autoflex Leasing fan text to the reply to the black car that's hard to keep clean. It says, yeah, get a white one.
But then you'd be a white truck driver, and we all know about that. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Picker, Colby, a.k.a. Gargamel, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And if you call Autoflex, they're open today for your business. What are the numbers, Dave?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. Always, you can go to autoflex.com, see all the great pre-owned cars there. Also, click on the Facebook page, and you can read all of the stories, plus a lot more, that we're doing on this morning show.
That's right.
There's a video on there about the first air car that was built by Curtis Wright.
What's airplane?
Air car that it floated on a cushion of air, and there's a great video of how they developed it, and it used the air to drive it forward and to stop it, which would lead me to believe it didn't stop very quick, that they had channels of air. You'd have to see the video. It's on the Facebook page at autoflex.com.
But how high off the ground was it?
Usually 6 to 8 inches was and it rode on a cushion of air. There were some real problems with it. But if you look at the video, you believe, oh, this is the future. Sort of like some of the stuff we see now.
Yeah, interesting. Got some AutoFlex leasing fan texts at 43733. I drive a 4x4 Chevy. I want a new one. Do you guys do 4x4 trucks?
We do. In fact, we do new ones and used ones.
Yes.
That's pretty easy, and all makes and models. So if you wanted to look at a Chevrolet, a Ford, a Dodge, and a Toyota side-by-side, we'll line them up for you.
Mm-hmm. We lease them, and we sell them. Mm-hmm. We sure do.
That's right.
That's what we do with them.
Another AutoFlex leasing fan text. I'm trying to choose between the new Chevy Traverse or a Buick Enclave.
Well, there's an apples to almost apples comparison.
Well, they are in the same lineup, and I want to say that the Buick is probably the more luxurious trim level of the two. So as far as the two vehicles, I think they are equal as far as quality, but I believe that the Buick was going to be a little bit more expensive because you're going to pay for a few more
luxury items,
pieces of chrome, and
yeah, you got to, and
little
the
bits
other
and pieces
you
got
to drive them because they are going to sound It'll feel differently on the inside,
and you can do that at AutoFlex.
Yeah.
What we do, and I've actually had clients compare the GMC Acadia, the Buick Enclave, the Chevy Traverse, because some people are willing to pay $20, $40, $70 a month more for that feel that they want,
mm-hmm.
right? But they aren't willing to waste a month of Saturdays going from one dealer to the next, because it will take you a good solid 5 hours to go from choosing the vehicle that you like, the test drive, going all through that, and then negotiating the price and finding out the payment. And at AutoFlex, we can have all those vehicles at one place. You can drive each one, then we can go through all the numbers with you. And, you know, the whole kit and caboodle could take, you know, an hour or two, and that just depends on how long you want to drive them.
Right. Yeah, that's what I did. I test drove three different makes back to back to back and figured out which one worked best for me. Then Tammy and I did some math over the phone. It took probably 20 minutes. And then Harry brought my car right to me at work. It was easy enough and
you ran
much better.
And signed the papers.
I did. Much better than the traditional paperwork.
During a commercial break.
During the lunch break.
So it's easy to do when you deal with AutoFlex.
We're all about customer service. I mean, we really are. That's the difference in us and everything else, is because it's easy to get a car from us.
I've had a client that, you know, wants his wife to drive the vehicles overnight, and I would take a vehicle out to their house. She would drive that one. That way he could come home from work and they could look at it together. And then the next day I'd bring another one. And next day I'd bring another one. And that way they could do it on their terms,
right,
at their pace. They'd choose one. We'd work it out. Take them contracts. Easy breezy.
AutoFlex leasing fan text. I'm trying to choose between a Hyundai Santa Fe and a Mitsubishi Outlander Sport.
Well, come to our place. We're open today.
We'll
help you with all this.
Suggestion-wise, though, I mean, I would take the Hyundai Santa
Hyundai.
Fe. Yeah.
Right now,
Mitsubishi
resale value
is,
based on resale value.
Exactly. Yeah, Mitsubishi's resale value. They've been sort of shaky in the market for the past couple of years. In fact, there was some talk about them leaving North America just a few years ago. So it's hurt their resale value, which means that the true cost of ownership probably would be higher with that Outlander than it would be with the Santa Fe.
But that's really my only reason for choosing that, is based on the financial end of it.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So we do a lot of talking about electric cars, mainly Chevy Volts and Teslas. And Teslas are in the news again.
Yeah,
we got an update.
Tesla, well, Elon Musk, that owns Tesla, won a verdict in New York allowing him, or maybe allowing him, to open up a factory showroom there. He is still fighting in Texas to get Texas to allow him to open up factory showrooms here. And the interesting part of this is, number one, I don't think he's ever going to get that done, because the new car lobby in Texas is extremely powerful, and they don't want a non-franchise dealer coming in because, and interestingly, I was listening to another show talk about this, and they were talking about how people needed their dealers and how people had relationships with their dealers. And I, you know, I'm not sure anybody ever has a relationship with us other than business, but I am sure of one thing. You don't want the manufacturers to be able to come in and take over the car sale business, because then all of a sudden, all your Toyotas would have to be bought from Toyota, all your Fords would have to be bought from Ford, and they would be setting price
Ford manufacturing, you mean?
Yes.
Right, because people are already thinking it's a Ford dealer.
Not the dealers. The franchise dealers provide a tremendous service to their customers, and they also provide a free marketplace. Because if you let the manufacturers come in and they own all their own stores, they set the price.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no law against them charging more. So if you want more, or if you want one of their cars, they could charge you more for it than you would have to pay now, and you just have to pay it. So the biggest problem I have with Tesla's marketing campaign is that there's not a franchise dealer involved, so there would not be. He controls all the pricing. Right now, if you buy a car, you have to buy it from California. Guess what you pay for it?
California prices?
Sticker period. Mm. There's no discount on those cars. Now, there's plenty of markup in the car, but there's no discount on the car because
they're not giving a discount.
He doesn't want to discount them. And he doesn't want anyone else to discount them. So he doesn't want to put factory dealers out there that would take part of his profits away. So it sounds like he's a free market, gosh, I'm a great guy. The reality is he wants to make all the money on those cars. And that would preclude a franchise dealer from being able to give you a bargain if you wanted one.
What do you people think about that? Yeah. And I do believe that people have relationships with the dealers because, you know, I'm patting Autoflex on the back, but I hear from a lot of people that say they want to come back to us because they trust our guidance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tammy, I want to deal with you, or Tammy, I want to deal with John, or, you know, I really like dealing with him.
Well, that goes back to our company motto, we won't screw you around.
Right.
That's
we are the good guys. I thought it was we are the
good
guys.
Oh, no, we're the good guys.
Okay.
But we won't screw you around, and that's one of the reasons people do come back to
us. It's the weekend. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David, Tammy, Sybil, and Colby here for you. Our phone number is 877-881-1053. Maybe you're going back and forth between a couple of cars. We are getting lots of fan texts about that. And if you want to talk to us, you can always call. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And if you want to call Autoflex, what are those numbers, Dave?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Autoflex.com if you want to be lazy and do it on the computer.
That's my favorite way to do it.
Mine too.
So we were talking about Elon Musk, who owns Tesla, and he's in court, and I think he's trying to open up his own franchises here in Texas.
Actually, he doesn't want franchises. He wants factory stores, which is
Thank
the rub.
That's
yeah.
what I meant.
Yeah.
And we have a fan texter commenting on that who says,
I say let him make his money. It's his company. Hey, I am all about that. I believe in that. But you don't want the manufacturers to own their own stores. And that's what he's proposing. If he can figure out another way to do it, I'm fine with that. But I don't want Toyota to own all the Toyota stores. I don't want Ford to own all the Ford stores because that costs us all money.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they set pricing and there's no competition. Tesla doesn't want competition, and he also doesn't want to open up a franchise dealer. He could open up franchise dealers in Texas right now and sell his cars.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have enough market to have a dealer.
No, probably not.
That's the issue.
But you know the other thing? They're great cars. I love the car.
Yeah, I actually saw one on the road recently, and I was surprised because it's not a common car that you see.
No, it looks, I mean, if you had to say it looks like something, it looks like a really, really nice Jaguar. Mm-hmm. Jaguar. But Jaguar. But and it drives great, and it's silent, and it's got really cool stuff on it. He just needs to either open up a franchise or quit fighting because the Texas dealers aren't going to let him in, and I don't want to see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you're driving a Honda CR-V or an Odyssey, pay attention to this story.
Well, 225,300 of them have been recalled because there's a part that, if not operated properly, can let you shift out of park without depressing the brake pedal. So there's 225,000 over North America. And in the United States, it's 128,000 CR-Vs and 59,000 Honda Odysseys, 2012 and 2013 model years, and 17,500 Acura RDX SUVs from 2013. If you're driving one of those cars, contact your local dealer. His service department will be able to advise you as to how they will make the changes in the car.
It's part of the brake shift interlock system.
It is. And really,
until you get there, use your parking brake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. BMW is going to introduce a new electric car. It's called the i3. It goes on sale here in the United States this year, late in the year. Won't really be available until 2014. But
none of us can afford it.
Well, interesting. Yeah, that's one thing. It is a little bitty car, and it's going to cost about $52,500.
Starting?
Thousand.
Wow.
Yes.
$52,000. I don't know. How's that going to save me?
I'm not sure. And if you want, they're going to have a four-seater come out later. It's called the i8, and it's going to be $130,000.
Woo!
Hello.
I want to know what part of reducing pollution this really helps, because doesn't electricity cause pollution in that there it burns coal to
Yeah, we're not going to talk about all that. That's
I'm just saying.
But here's the whole thing.
Because $52,000 and...
In order to sell these cars, they're going to offer all kinds of perks. They're going to come into your home and install a fast charging system mm-hmm. for free.
That's not free at $52,000.
No, that is true. they're going to have a feature in the car that will locate all of the charging stations around you on the highway, so that you'll always be able to see the next charging station. And I thought this was the kicker. They're going to make available gas-driven cars to you if you want to go on vacation or take a trip.
You need to take a road trip.
You need to go more than 30 miles.
Right.
You can borrow one of these gas BMWs.
Here's a question. I've seen these electric, basically like a gas station, but it's an electric station for electric cars. Are they all compatible? Is there like a universal nozzle that fits into all of them? I mean, there's a Chevy Volt and there's a Tesla and there's this new BMW i3. How can you charge at the same station? Do you have to have an adapter in your car with you all the time?
I think most of them do tend to have the same plug. I would have to yield to maybe one of our listeners has an electric car and can call in and talk about that.
Yeah.
We have leased, by the way, Autoflex is the only place in the country you can lease a Tesla. We're sort of the Tesla place to lease a car. All the cars come out of California,
mm-hmm.
and we do leases on them. No one else is doing them, so we are. But anyway, I don't know.
Great tax write-off.
I do not know.
Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Let's head out to Arlington, check in with JR. Good morning, hey. JR.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Faux show.
Hey, got an 07 Honda Accord, 85,000 miles on it. We owe right around $7,000 on it through, can I say who we owe it through, or do you care?
I don't care.
Ahead. Wells Fargo Dealer Services, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. That's who holds the note on it. And basically what we're looking to do, I would like to upgrade to a newer Accord, if possible. But unfortunately, even though we made all of our payments on time with Wells Fargo, our credit score has taken a hit in other areas, such as some medical bills and other things have caused our credit score to drop from where it was when we even purchased the car.
Right.
So I was wondering if there are any options, you know, or just see what your take is on possibly doing a lease, what credit score is kind of required, or what are we looking at here?
Gotcha. There's a couple of ways you can go. We can certainly lease you a car, and the credit on the lease is going to start about $675 and go up from there. Below $675 down to the mid sixes or the low sixes, we also have something called the Flex Buy, which is something that is brand new for us, brand new for everybody, and only available with us, which is sort of cool. And that would allow you to do the same thing as a lease, but it would actually, you would own the car. You would have a lower monthly payment, you have a guaranteed residual, but the car is in your name. So at the end, if you decide to buy it, you don't have to pay sales tax again, which is sort of nice, because on a lease you do.
Okay, now both me and my wife are on the note on this car. So if we were to do that, how do you take the credit scores into effect? Do you use both of us? Do you take the higher of the two? How does that work?
You know, it can work either way. We can use the higher of the two as long as that qualifies for the loan or the lease. We can combine both if we have more strength that way. Here's the other thing. We have 42 lenders right now.
Uh-huh.
So they all have different matrices that they look at, and you may fit in somebody's that just loves you, even though your score is not that high. We see it every day.
Sure.
So that's why we have all those lenders.
You might have some really good job stability. You might live in your home for a long time.
Right.
And those other factors that caused your credit didn't have to do with your ability to pay. They had to do with some outside influences that were beyond your control. And some of these lenders see that. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And some of these lenders are very realistic, and they see that. So they'll be flexible with you. I definitely would suggest you give our office a call, and you can do most of this over the phone to start with if you'd like to, but you can come in. We would like to see your car that you would trade in, because that's the best way to give you the top dollars so we can see how nice it is, you know.
Sure.
With those miles, that's a good car.
Exactly.
And then we'll work with you on the financing. We developed AutoFlex 2 for people that had been, you know, affected by the economy and other things like you have. And then we have a lot of flexible programs with our regular financing division, too. So I'll tell you what, we can practically get anybody bought if you can fog a mirror.
We're paying a pretty high finance rate, to be honest, when we did get qualified. And our payments are almost $400 a month on an 07 car. And I don't know if we could maybe, you know, work things to where it's beneficial for us, you know. So
maybe save you a little something.
Yeah.
Here and there. Well, we'd sure like to help you try.
The other thing that works for you right now is lenders have actually changed their buying, and they're offering lower rates now than they were when you got your car. So even head-to-head, you're going to get a better rate probably now than you got then.
Well, let's hope so.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you what it is, because it might just make everybody fall out of their chair.
No, no, that's all right.
Everything.
Hey, give one of the offices a call. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lincoln.
Okay, yeah, 817-234-1234. Give them a call. Tell them you talked to us on the show, and let them get started on it. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
We'll do that on Monday, I promise you guys.
And all right.
Thanks, JR. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, JR.
Good caller. Getting lots of AutoFlex leasing fan texts at 43733 now. I have a 2011 Crew Cab Chevy Silverado Texas Edition with 42,000 miles, no damage. Is it worth trading in, or should I just pay it off? I don't know how much negative equity I have if I want to trade it in for a newer Ford or Chevy truck.
Trucks are holding their value really well right now. What I'd have to know is what you owe on it to know if you
are. Yeah, you can't really tell. It's a 2011. If you've had it since the beginning of the 11-year, late in 10, you might be okay if you're not financed for over about 48 months. But if you're financed for longer than that, or you have had the car for a lot less than that, probably you still owe more on the car than it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
However,
down payment, though, I mean, if you made a big down payment, that would have had an effect on it.
But I don't want to say that without really looking at it and see what you owe on it. You know, we don't know what you owe on it. Also, because you could have had equity going into it, and there are rebates and big discounts available on new trucks that could also make up the difference for anything that you owe extra mm-hmm. on your current truck. So if it's time for new tires, if it's time for XYZ to be done to your truck, sometimes we can put you in the next one. Payments stay about the same. Why not just roll into a new truck with a brand new warranty?
Yeah.
And pay the same payment. If you're pretty much going to always have a payment,
right?
Drive something newer.
Yep, exactly. AutoFlex leasing fan text, your economics are terrible. He, talking about Elon Musk, can't charge more than other dealers in a free market if he wants to compete on price. Unlike Dell Computers, he doesn't have a grip on the market. Well, he would have, because he's the only one with Teslas. It's not like he's competing with other Tesla dealers. It's a one-horse show, so he can do whatever he wants.
Well, there are some other electric cars, there just aren't Teslas.
Not Teslas, and not any that really compare with that car. I mean, that's a totally different car than everything else out there.
We'll see what happens.
But mm-hmm. I don't think he'll get that done in Texas. But he is suing in federal court, trying to get it done that way.
Good question.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Mercedes ML350 to diesel or not to diesel? That is the question.
Not.
And why is that?
It's more expensive all the way around.
The engine, I think the engine's between $4,000 and $5,000 more just to get the diesel engine in it, and diesel fuel costs more.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a slight advantage as far as miles per gallon, but there's no possible way to overcome the difference in the cost of the diesel.
You're not going to save there.
Right.
Yes, it's clean burning, and yes, you can, you know, if you're looking at like a little Volkswagen car.
Jetta.
Those will go far enough, and that's an inexpensive enough vehicle that you might do okay if you're driving high miles.
Mm-hmm.
Then you might come out, I don't even know that you'll really come out ahead. You might just break even, because you can get a little Honda Civic.
Yeah.
But this is a Mercedes ML350. I have to look at the fuel economy, but I don't think you're going to save enough because the diesel is so much more expensive.
I can tell you, you're not.
But it is a bulletproof engine. It is a strong engine.
Yeah, and you can't tell the difference in that and the gas engine. I mean, it runs like a top, and it's got plenty of power. It's a great diesel, but it just costs a lot to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Colby, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Our AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And if you want to call AutoFlex, those numbers are
either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234. Out of the area, AutoFlex.com. On the World Wide Web, see you, Beach Boys.
That's right.
Should we get new music? Should we get some Bruno Mars and stuff?
Yeah.
And do away with the...
I like that.
The 60s? Ah, we may do that. Let's do some new music.
Cool. Okay.
I do too.
All right, then.
I'd catch a grenade for you. All right. You know, we talked about this a minute ago because a caller asked about financing a car and how it would work for him. We have a new program at AutoFlex, and it's really, really interesting. It's called the Flex Buy. And what it does is gives you all the benefits of owning the car because the title is in your name. You actually own the car. But it gives you the same payment that a lease would give you, and it gives you a guaranteed walkaway at the end. So you don't have to worry about the resale value. One big bonus in it over a lease is that at the end, if you decide to buy the car, you don't have to pay sales tax again. And a lot of people, now we never suggest people buy their lease cars or lease a car to buy it. Part of the reason is because at the end you have to pay sales tax again.
Mm.
This program, the Flex Buy, doesn't require that. So if you're getting a car that you're going to keep for 3 or 4 years and maybe pass down to a kid, it's a great program because then you just have the remainder to pay on the car. You can do a refinance on that. You can do whatever you want to at the end or just pay it off. And you still own it. So it's called the Flex Buy. It's available only at AutoFlex. No one else has it. And it's a special product just for us that we did in conjunction with a lender. And it's an interesting thing. So if you're in the market for a car, if you hate leasing, then give us a call because you get all the benefits of the lease, but you own the car. You don't lease it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Hey, Loco, don't turn blue. Okay.
Let's talk about some of the new midsize trucks because GM has a plan.
Yes, they do. Chevrolet is going to release two midsize trucks for GMC and Chevrolet in 2014, and these are not going to be your standard pickup midsize trucks. You know, the midsize trucks before the Colorado or the GMC Canyon tended to look like a shrunken pickup truck.
I don't remember either one of those.
You didn't see a lot of them.
Colorado or a Canyon. Were they the same size as like a Toyota Tundra or like a Ford Ranger?
Tacoma-ish. They were more like a Ford Ranger.
Tacoma, yes.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Or a Tacoma. Yeah.
Okay.
A little bigger.
Yeah, but
they're midsize.
What they're talking about doing now is making sort of a lifestyle truck, and this is going to be a stylish, cool, sort of a California living style kind of a. It's going to have neat stuff on it, and it's not going to be basically. It's not a pickup truck for a guy that wants a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a pickup truck for somebody that wants a really cool truck that wants to drive, but doesn't use it like a pickup truck every day,
like a Honda Avalanche or something.
Well, sort of like a Honda Ridgeline, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. What's
well,
the co-
I was
what's
actually thinking that's the Chevy full size truck Avalanche.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Right. But I was actually thinking something along the lines of the Ridgeline sized Avalanche.
Mm.
I mean, that's what I'm imagining. I haven't seen any pictures or anything yet. Have
so
you,
what,
David?
I no one's seen any pictures.
What are they going to name it?
They haven't named it yet. They say they're going to name it something cool, though. They're not going to stick with the Canyon or the...
Canyonero.
Yeah, no. So, anyway, they have got... Now, here's the other thing. GM has got 29 new products or significantly redesigned products coming out in the next 2 years. No other automotive manufacturer has ever done that. So, we'll see what happens.
It is all about the product.
It is. It is. It is. It is.
So, they're going to have all the new stuff.
AutoFlex Leasing Fantex looking to buy a used car for a 17-year-old. It's an 02, 83,000-mile Audi A4, 3.0 with lots of options, one owner. $7,000, is it worth it? Okay. The prime consideration for me would be what it costs to fix because that's an 02. That's a very old car, and that car is expensive to repair. The parts have to all come from Germany, and they break. So... That would be my main consideration. I think $7,000 is a decent price, but I think that the first time the air conditioning goes out, you'll spend $2,000 to fix it. If a window goes out, you're going to spend $800 or $900 to fix it. So that has to be a consideration, especially if it's a kid's car.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Let's see here. I've got another AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I own a 4Runner. It's a 2008 model. I'm wondering what the newer ones have as far as Bluetooth, GPS, and other features that are planned for them.
And then they followed up with, and do you think my 08 4Runner might last 10 more years to give to my almost six-year-old? Absolutely, it will last 10 more years.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you're driving 50,000 a year, it will.
And I want to just tie this in with the question about that Audi, and Toyota is going to be a lot less expensive to repair overall. It just is. An Asian car is cheaper to repair than a German vehicle is.
Mm-hmm.
The new ones do. One of my friends just got a brand new 4Runner, and they do have Bluetooth. You can get navigation. They feel roomier, especially on the passenger side. You have more legroom on the passenger side now. I have to say, in the old body style, I felt like I didn't have enough legroom on the, you know, you could stretch out your legs if you're the driver, but on the passenger side, you felt a little bit more cramped. I think there's more room.
Okay.
So they are more comfortable. What is odd is they took away those little mirrors in the back that helped you when you were backing out, you know, because without the backup camera, it had these little corner mirrors that helped you see.
Yeah.
Those are gone. So she missed having those extra little mirrors.
Ah, gotcha.
But you get those extra side mirrors, you know, on the side of the truck too. So
here's the thing. There's a lot of vehicles now that'll last 10 years. A mm-hmm. lot. And because they built a lot better cars across the board than they did 10 years ago. But you're going to miss out on, you know, lane change warning, different types of skid control and collision controls and warning devices that the new cars will have.
By keeping
a car for a long time. So it's according to how big a deal that is to you, because there's a lot of cars now that'll last 10 years,
mm-hmm.
a whole lot.
Well, what was the average car on the road is 11 years old?
It mm-hmm. is, yeah.
So that's what people can afford to do. I mean, cars aren't cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That's why more and more people want to lease them or do our flex buy, because it makes them a lot more affordable. Yeah, but that's why they have to keep them a long time if they buy them.
The economy's not great. I mean, that's a fact.
Right.
So people are keeping them longer because they're not as sure about, you know, what's going to happen next. That's another effect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that kind of situation that causes what we've got now. But again, cars are great. Most cars aren't going to cost you much at all for the first 3 or 4 years. You're never going to have them. They're just not going to break that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really just maintenance at that point. Oil changes and whatnot.
I want to go back to that Audi for one more thing. You can also find a shop and find, you know, get some ideas about repairs and things. Get this vehicle checked out. Pay somebody the money to have it completely inspected to find out what it currently needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then also check out insurance on that car.
Yeah.
You know, since it is for a teenager.
Right.
That's another thing to consider.
And it's a convertible.
One more Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. What are your thoughts on the 2013 Kia Sorento?
Lot better car than it used to be. Good looking car. There are other cars in that same class that I would look at the same time.
Gotcha. What else could you recommend?
Well, I'd look at Honda, Toyota. I'd look at Mazda because they all build cars.
Chevy, Ford.
Yeah, that are like that car. But if you're staying in the Asian cars, I'd look at all of them at the same time. I'd drive them all and make a good decision. That's one thing that people make a mistake. They decide, they see a car on TV, it looks great. They go out and they get it, and it may be a really good car. But had they driven 3 or 4 other cars, they might think differently. So it's a big decision. You're going to be sitting in the front seat for at least the next 4 or 5 years. You better make a good decision.
And let me go to something. People get really caught up in the front-end cost of a vehicle. So I think a lot of people think, oh, the Kia Sorento, it's really inexpensive going in. It's very affordable. But you want to look at the total cost of ownership. David talks about this from time to time. And it is important for you to think about the resale value of that car. So look at the resale value of a pre-owned Kia and see how much those drop in value, because that is how you'll be affected
mm-hmm.
whenever you go to resell that car or trade it in.
One more quickie. What is your overall feeling about the long-term quality of the Hyundai brand?
Well, again, it's improved.
It's much improved. Mm-hmm. For a while, they had 10-year warranties on them. I'm not sure they still have that, but they did that to improve the confidence that people felt about the car, the feeling in the marketplace, because if you've got a 10-year bumper-to-bumper, you don't have to worry about anything warranty-wise.
But, you know, I'm not working on these cars. It'd be a good idea to probably speak to a few technicians and see what their feelings are. about the quality, because that's really where it is. And look at some pre-owned vehicles and see how they're holding up.
Exactly. Yeah, go to a 2 or 3 year old car and take it out and drive it. The other thing you can do is go online, because there's a lot of owners forums, and you will find out everything you want to find out about a car if you go to the owners forums. They tell you everything.
Right. What was the guy? We had him on for a website that he has, and it's exactly that a couple weeks ago. What was his website? Do you guys remember?
Of course not. I don't remember what I had for lunch
yesterday. I'm the same way. Well, it's I'm sure it's on autoflex.com.
His name is Michael Koresh, and his website is
TrueData.com.
TrueCar.
TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com.
Yay!
And it's really a great website to check things out on, because everything in there is from the owners of the cars. There's no advertising. There's no opinions. It's just car owners talking about what they've done or what they've had problems with, and that's TrueCar, and Michael Koresh is the owner. He's a good guy.
That about wraps up our time today, but you can still call AutoFlex. They are open, 817 or 972-234-1234. We'll be back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Colby. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Yes, we will lease the 2014 Corvette.
I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. AutoFlex. Please, oh yeah.